I consider that the greatest problems that guys face nowadays, and also why they currently have so much trouble in relating with women, and also so much fear of going after what they want and taking risks, has a lot to do with us not having a strong male role model to follow nowadays, especially when we are young. Because when we are kids, we still don't have our personality truly made up, and we are still discovering ourselves. So we are pretty much influenced by the thoughts of others who are older than us and so on, and we tend to follow them. And I'm going to share my story because I guess it might be quite similar to other guys. And I consider there are several aspects which made me, when I got to adult, have so much confusion about my role in society as a man, and I really felt ashamed of being a man, and I guess it was due to several factors. Well, I pretty much was raised up by my mother. My father was most of the times absent because he was always working, and the few times he was present, I really didn't learn much from him. So I grew up by the teachings of my mother. I'm not saying that she didn't do her best, but quite honestly, she doesn't know what being a man is all about, because she isn't a man. So you gain a lot of ideas from women. And I really think that this has a lot to do why guys nowadays have so much fear of taking risks, because women also usually are more passive and tend to have more fear of taking risks, and guys grow up and they feel more comfortable by sticking to what they know instead of taking risks, and I really think has a lot to do with this. But not only, it's really about everything that surrounds us. We are constantly being influenced by negative things. I mean, what you watch on TV has a huge impact in your life, and many guys take what they watch from the movies, for example, for real. And the movies are nowadays really ridiculous because most of them usually have a guy who doesn't have much ambition in life. He's totally pussified, he's not confident, he pursues women, but in the end, he gets what he wants, he gets the girl he wants. And I mean, most guys don't have much where they can really learn from, so they really think that this is how it is. And what happens is they go out there to the real world and they do the same with women. They pursue women, they are needy with women, they purchase everything that girls ask them. And what happens is girls just kick them right and left, and you feel like shit. And then you talk with your friends, and they also don't know much about this because they get their ideas from the same places as you. And not only, I really think that poor nowadays has really a huge impact in our mindset. And unfortunately, this has become something so common for guys to do. And I mean, even nowadays, when guys ask me if I watch porn, I tell them no, I don't. And I always get that face, like, what the fuck? Is this guy sick or something? It's just because it's so normal nowadays, guys, to do it that it's like everyone is doing it. So it's really. And what I realize is, and what the reason why I stopped doing it is, I realized that by doing and taking action in doing and watching porn and so on, I was pretty much training my mind into feeling bad around women. I was, because guys usually start when they are teenagers and they still don't have much sexual experience with women. And when they watch porn, I mean, what you see is sex that doesn't have any kind of emotional connection. It's really cold. And the only thing that you really get to focus is on the girl in the movie and her beauty. So you really don't get to meet this girl and talk with her because you can't. So guys do this also out of frustration, and they do look nervous because it's something that is not, I mean, it's not very acceptable to do it in front of all others. So you feel nervous while you do it. And the fact is, you really attach all of these negative feelings into beautiful women, and you feel what happens is when you go out and you meet a girl, you only see her beauty because that's basically what you train yourself to do. If you only see her beauty, you feel nervous, you feel anxious around women, and you basically put them in the pedestal because you are only focusing on having sex with her, because that's exactly what happens in the movie. There's no talk, it's just sex. So why would anything else matter? So these are several aspects which happened in my life and had a huge impact in my mindset, and I guess some guys can also relate with this. And I mean, then what happens is you usually grab yourself to an addiction. My case was playing video games all day long. I'm not saying that it's so bad as a drug addiction or alcohol, but for me it was just the easy way to cover things up and just forget all of the frustration that I had in life of not having women, of really being so afraid of just going after my dreams. And guys need to realize if they are passing through this problem is, I mean, your addictions won't resolve your issue. Your issue will still be there and it won't disappear. Actually, by not taking any kind of action, it will only get worse and you will start even feeling worse about yourself over time. And for me, the best thing that I did in my entire life was really what happened to me 3 years ago when I took that decision and I simply told myself, enough is enough. I'm tired of following what society has been telling me. I feel unhappy about following this. And it was pretty much my fuck it moment. And I started going after what I wanted. So that's exactly what I'm telling you guys to do. It's just to really get out of the society's mentality and what everyone has been teaching you, because that is exactly what is stopping you from living the life that you truly desire.